Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
Hey, welcome in to another Talk of Champions recruiting edition. I'm your host, Zach Berry, leading the way here as Ben. That's Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit, part of On Three. You can read all of our stuff at omspirit.com. He is here with me. He is passing the torch to me here to lead the show as I have returned from the greatest city in the world, New York City. I had a lovely four-day weekend. It was nice to unplug for a bit and get away from the transfer portal and the new age of NIL. But we're back. We're in the studio. We're talking. Ben, good afternoon. How are we doing?
Are you relaxed? Do you feel made anew after your trip to New York City?
I do. I keep telling people, I've had several ask, you know, hey, how was your trip? And
that's great. Yeah.
So many times that I go to New York, I always leave and I'm like, man, we didn't do this, this, or this. And for the first time, I feel like we checked every box we wanted to check and there was no stone left unturned. We were on schedule the whole time. We never felt rushed. We were early for every reservation for dinner.
Zach, I'm making fun of you because while you were out gallivanting in New York City, back here at your home, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com and Field of On Three, there was just Ben. And stuff was happening. They have 7 portal editions, and you leave me with like 4 of them.
Hey, look, I even went to a French contemporary restaurant.
Oh, my God, you sound so pretentious.
You only turned 35 once, Ben. And my wife,
That's not a number that people celebrate, Zach.
Who I love dearly, went out of her way to make it a nice weekend. And so, yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
We basically spent the entire weekend. She was there early for work, but then I came in late. We spent most of our time in Lower Manhattan, which we normally don't do. Because, you know, we were uptown folk when we lived there. But it was great. Everything was walkable. I will say, do not recommend doing the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island in the winter. Because, boy, it was not a pleasant ferry ride over and back, but still great. It was a lot of fun. But yeah,
Zach, you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a lot of Zach. Not once, my friend, have you said, "Well, Ben, how was your weekend while I was gallivanting in New York?"
Look, don't try to turn this around on me because you told me to unplug and to not work while I was there.
That's true.
All right, yeah. So we got a lot to cover.
Here's the problem. You started the podcast and you called it Talk of Champions Recruiting. I'll be honest with you. We can talk as much as you want, sir. But this Jarrell Post story, I cannot get over it, Zach.
I haven't read it yet. I saw it today. I haven't had a chance to sit down and read it yet. But I know that people are, well, I guess were bashing the good name of Jarrell Poe. The only thing I had heard was, the last thing I'd heard, because I've yet to read the piece from Mississippi Today. Is that what it is?
Yes, and this is better that you haven't read it. This will make it better.
They allegedly kidnapped a guy to take him to an ATM to get the money out that they were owed. And then when they arrived at the bank, this dude went crazy and was like, hey, these people are kidnapping me. And then that's when he was eventually arrested.
That's what we think we know. What did you see across the country online as far as national stories, locally, wherever, Twitter, wherever you get your news? When you heard anything about the Jarrell Post story on into the weekend, what did you always see? A mugshot of Jarrell Post. It was on ESPN, not about a potential scammer or con artist. It was about Jarrell Poe, accomplished football player, black man with a mugshot, right? That's what you saw everywhere. And they reported it that way. You know, Jarrell Poe, former NFL star, Ole Miss star, has been arrested on potential kidnapping. There's no context to it at all. And they used that picture of him in a mugshot everywhere. Come to find out today through brilliant reporting from Mississippi Today. Anna Wolf's awesome. She killed this. You go read the story. Turns out, yes, well, we know they did take him to the ATM because he owed them money and he claimed that they kidnapped him. That did happen. But this guy was a scammer, a known con artist. Hundreds of thousands of dollars he owed to multiple people, not just Poe. It was investor groups. He formed fake companies. Bryce Mathis is his name. I was looking it up as I was talking. Since 2017, he's been running scams, running grifts, taking people's money. And he's like, he got all these bum companies or these LLCs. And one of them was a media company. And another one was like an entertainment company. So he started courting former athletes in his scams, in his long cons. And Poe got wrapped up in it in that way. He invested some money. And this dude was on a conference call with like 30 guys that were invested in a particular thing. And they all said, we want our money back. And Poe, and what it was for was a medicinal marijuana dispensary in Mississippi. A medicinal marijuana dispensary that they had a grower from California come to the state and Poe had invested in it. Those two guys were the people with this Mathis character in the car that went to go get the money. He claims they kidnapped him. Poe did not use a weapon, no gun, no knife. He only laid on dude's legs overnight as they stayed in a hotel because the bank was closed when they got there the day before.
That's amazing.
And when they get to the bank, Poe is on Snapchat waiting in line to get money. And the police take the word of this white scammer. You can't not put race into it. Let's not beat around the bush. Well, two things can be true. This is so messed up and infuriating. But also, my man saying, you owe me money, I'm going to sit my ass on your legs. And hey, if they fall asleep, scratch Big Poe's back, man. Scratch my back and I'll turn over. But I'm not getting off of him till I get my money. That is objectively freaking hilarious. Sopranos level stuff, man.
Which,
I mean, this is like, crazy.
Well, that was one of the quotes that I'm looking at just from the headline. And like, I guess the deck under it, there's a quote that says, when this becomes a Netflix series, it's going to be Apple Dumpling Gang meets The Sopranos. Like I said, I wanted to wait and hear out what happened, like what actually happened when like things, when this, you know, the dust settles. I want to, because I've met Jarrell Poe several times and you know Poe.
Oh,
I mean, like,
God. That's the thing. Everybody knows, be, like, we do Poe Corner together during the season, right? I mean, this has been my guy. I've known him. I covered him in college, like, because back then it was hard for me as a kid. I've always had a baby face, even though I'm built like an 80-year-old man. I always had to get to know sourcing through like players because coaches wouldn't take me seriously, especially early on back in like 2007, 2008, 2009. And all my sources, that's why I'm still friends with Bradley Sal and Kentrell Lockett and Jarrell Poe. They've become lifelong friends, and it started that way. Poe's on the podcast all the time. We text, we talk. I can genuinely say he is a friend of mine, and there is no more lovable person you'll ever meet. I mean, he's back. I mean, a shirt off your back kind of guy. You're telling me Poe? No. He tried to set other guys up to do exactly what he did to Poe, as in, hey, man, I'll take you to the bank, and then the cops will be waiting there. Like, there are guys that won't go on record to say, yeah, that's just his latest, you know, get out of jail free card. That's his latest loophole. This is his latest clever trick. And the fact that it's Poe who is so friggin' awesome. Like, they think, according to the story, a lot of the people that got scammed, Mathis used this trick on Poe to get him arrested, quote, for kidnapping white men, taking advantage of a police department that, like, 2 years ago got investigated for racial profiling. The same police department just took the word of the white guy over the big black guy, and he's gone and fled the country.
First of all, who is dumb enough to get on the wrong side with Drill Poe? Even though he's like the nicest, like, I mean, they use Gentle Giant in the headline. I mean, it's true. Like, I saw him at the Alabama game. Nice as can be. I mean, just absolutely humongous. I mean, I'm not a big person, so it's not hard to be humongous compared to me, but like, shook his hand and, like, you know, his hand goes up to my elbow. But it's like, okay, why would you even remotely come close to tempting fate and making him angry?
But I mean, it wasn't about Poe. Like, he didn't target Poe. He was scamming everybody, and that's the point. It's more now a local individualized story as far as that police department, for them to take the word of the 28-year-old just plain-ass white kid from Mississippi rather than the big hulking black guy and the weed head from California. It's Mississippi and this regressive state that it can be at times, right? And that's what I think it is, because, like, it wasn't a focus on Poe, getting on the wrong side of Poe. That's not what this was. Poe just got wrapped up in a far bigger conspiracy. And unfortunately, some deep-rooted crap in Jackson got him in jail on a kidnapping charge. It's horseshit. It's funny that my guy laid his ass down on those legs. But also, it's infuriating that guy, Jarrell Poe, honestly, one of the best people I know, he got wrapped up in this, which is far bigger than, oh, no, you know, he owed Poe money and Poe went to get that money. No. That's not what this was. Poe got wrapped up in a conspiracy and then a local police department profile. They did. They're taking his word for everything, as in, like, the scammer who has fled the country. Allegedly. Fled the country. Is ESPN, SI, all those big national guys, are any of them going to run an update on this story with a picture of Jarrell Poe smiling and laughing like what he usually does? He's not usually taking a mugshot. Are they going to change that? Are they going to update on what's happened? Probably. Are they going to follow up on this amazing report from Mississippi Today? Are they going to follow up? No, because it ain't catchy now. Anna Wolf comes and drops this absolute bomb and fleshes it out and does good journalism. But all of them, and I fall victim to it too. I do it at our site all the time, the Ole Miss Spirit on 3. But, like, it isn't flashy. It's flashy to put a mugshot. It's TMZ. They're going to get headlines for days. This won't get read nearly enough. This won't be fleshed out nearly enough. True journalism, not the fake news. And that's what pisses me off. Because I love Jarrell Poe. You can both love them and say, hey, you did something wrong. That's screwed up. That is not what has happened here. A privileged-ass kid who's been scamming dudes since 2017 has probably fled the freaking country, gained the system one more time. Hey, that is a heck of an escape plan. This wasn't, you know, the black guy just trying to get his money back.
Even if the initial thing wasn't, I'm going to screw over Jarrell Poe, I figure that this guy is smart enough to know when he sees Jarrell Poe that it would have been like, okay, the jig is up. I'm just going to give this guy his money. Because I just...
Yeah, and it's like...
Just out of sheer, like...
And, like, doctors. But doctors and lawyers and big investors, right? Like, he's hurt a lot of people as a scammer. And now he's hurt Poe. Just taking their money. I mean, these are just neighbors of yours, you know, your second cousin's friend who plays softball on the softball team on Thursday. You got guys that invest. Everybody puts some money into something. These are just normal people trying to give a little money to get a little bit more back. And Poe was one of them. And he's the one that ended up with a freaking mugshot on ESPN. Not anybody else. Yeah, he did take him to the bank. But there was also an agreement on a conference call from the guy who said, yeah, I'll go to the bank. Okay, you just agreed. He did not have a deadly weapon. He did not have a gun or a knife. If I told you that entire story, and I said, all right, pick the villain from that story, it's not the big hulking black guy who got a mugshot on ESPN. It's the con artist. That's the villain. He's the evil one. But that's not how it'll have been treated online, which is where we all live now. We don't live in reality. We live online. And online, it's all about, can I get your attention, please? And a mugshot of Poe got attention for everybody. And I fall victim to this shit, too. I fully acknowledge my culpability. What about recruiting, though?
Well, outside of the portal, I mean, I think the biggest deal as of today, and I did a full chronological breakdown, timeline, journey, whatever you want to look at it. Santarian Perkins is now a 5-star plus prospect. He is ranked as a 5-star by all 4 major recruiting services. It'll be official later this week. I think Rivals, and I think Rivals 250 is out. It might be out now. And then 247 Sports is releasing their final rankings on Thursday, I believe. So once it is official, it will reflect on his recruiting profile on the site. But he will be now one of 11 5-star plus prospects, which is a big deal. Ole Miss, you can read it at omspirit.com, part of On3. I did the full breakdown, went all the way back to November of 2020 when he committed to Ole Miss, and just went through all the high notes of his journey. Always a highly ranked guy, but not many were sure that he would get to this level. But all kudos and props to Santarian for having just a monster of a senior season, led Raleigh to its first ever state championship, and you know, turned away Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. And you know, I think all credit goes to Lane Kiffin, Derek Nix, Kelvin Bolden. Even though he's no longer on staff, but Maurice Crum did a hell of a job. It's a huge deal for Ole Miss. It's a position of need every single cycle, but it's been a position of need for Ole Miss for some time now. For whatever reason, they have really struggled across several staffs. It's not just the current staff. It was the previous staff, the one before that one, the one before that one. They've just really struggled to sign elite, game-changing, program-changing, cornerstone linebackers. And Santarian Perkins is that, and then some. I think it's a huge deal, and it's cool to see. Talked with Santarian plenty. You talk about Poe being a great guy, you know, never met him in person, but always willing to give me plenty of time to chat when Lord knows he's having to do that with 50 other people. Super nice kid. And, I think his future is incredibly bright at Ole Miss. And, I would not be shocked if he has a Quinshon Judkins type freshman year in 2023. I don't know if he'll be counted on as a starter from day one, but I think he will be on the field a lot. And his new defensive coordinator, Pete Golding, was trying his damnedest to get him to Tuscaloosa. And now, funny how the universe works itself out, he will be coaching him in Oxford this season. So that's probably the biggest news as far as Ole Miss is concerned, but there's portal stuff going on that you can fill everybody in on if they missed anything over the weekend. And there's some stuff that's bound to pop off here in the next couple days.
Your national champions are back for another exciting year of Ole Miss baseball. Show your support for both Ole Miss baseball and the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation by signing up for the Pledge Per Win and Pledge Per Home Run campaigns. Donations are charged every Monday, allocated into your Blue Priority point total, and are up to 90% tax deductible. So sign up today by visiting givetoathletics.com/donate. That's givetoathletics.com/donate, or call the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation at 662-915-7159. That's Ole Miss Baseball and the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation, 662-915-7159. And Ole Miss fans, Morgan Wallen is bringing his One Night at a Time tour to Vaught Hemingway Stadium April 22nd and April 23rd. Tickets for both nights are still available and start at just $78. To purchase, visit morganwallen.com. That's morganwallen.com.
The car buying process can be a lot. I know, I've been there. You just want to get in and out with a new car and the best deal. Simple. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford keeps it simple. They're going to take care of you, get you in and out with your new vehicle with a great deal. Their inventory right now is priced to sell, and what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from any and all competitors is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Contact them today at 662-234-8000. That's 662-234-8000. Stop by and see them in person at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford to find your next perfect car, truck, or Jeep. Alan Samuels. Let's be friends.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring-Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's a new year, and that means setting new goals for yourself and your family. And there's no better time to throw financial goals into the mix. Because the past year has been stressful for lots of people, me included. So why not take this opportunity to reevaluate where you are financially and where you want to be down the road? And that's where my friend Thomas Chandler comes in. Thomas is a financial planner with Capital Financial Group and wants to help you set your financial goals and work towards a more secure financial future. So give him a call today at 662-296-0186 for a no-cost consultation. That's Thomas Chandler at 662-296-0186 to get started today on your journey to financial health today.
As far as transfer additions last week, Mana Tamani, the Wyoming Diablo Valley College offensive lineman, is committed to Ole Miss. So is Ole Miss committed, let's see, Zamari Walton, the Georgia Tech cornerback, a four-year starter at Georgia Tech. He's a
big
stud.
Pickup.
So whether or not Davis and Igbinosin stays or goes, they were all in on him and expect him to come in and start. So with or without Davison, you got DeAndre Prince and now Zamari Walton. So that's a big deal. Deshaun Gaddy, the North Texas commit, at cornerback. There's an eligibility issue potentially that Ole Miss is working through. And what other updates
can we,
do we
can
have?
Can we not do
sure?
this? Can we not do what? This?
What?
This the credits transferring. First of all, higher education just needs to get over itself. And
yeah, like, yes, Zach. Yes.
Like,
you're right.
Come on. Like, it'd be one thing if the dude had like a 1.4 GPA. Okay, I get it. But if we've got credits from North Texas, which is a fine school, and you want to transfer to Ole Miss, not Yale, not Sarah Lawrence, or whatever obscure liberal arts college you want to throw in here, stop get with them. This. Like, come on, man. Just seriously, like, it doesn't even have to be because we're talking Ole Miss here. It could be any school. Like, why? Lane Kiffin needs to go over there and tell him, like, hey, y'all quit with this bullshit and just get the guy in school. Then you need to act like a big boy admissions department and get him in school. Like, what are we doing? It's ridiculous.
Demoy Kennedy, the transfer linebacker from Alabama, Ole Miss had a private commit. I know we all roll our eyes.
He committed. That.
But it was. He'd been committed for days, and it was just supposed to come out. He's waiting on a graphic, all that stuff. He is still at Alabama, and I do not know what he's going to do. You've heard that he's, you know, there's momentum for him to still end up at Ole Miss. I honestly fully admit I would have put in my first RPM pick ever at 0-3 for him to go to Ole Miss this time last week. I was just that. I was like, yeah, it's done. It's over. Right? Now I just don't know.
I talked to someone earlier this afternoon that is in Tuscaloosa and would absolutely know. This is as good a source as I can get on this. They said they don't expect him to stay at Alabama. And when I asked if they thought that he would end up at Ole Miss, which is, I mean, the only school that's really been in the rumor mill for him to end up at, they just said they just know it won't be Alabama. So all signs point to Demui Kennedy following Pete Golding to Ole Miss. Pete Golding recruited him to Alabama, coached him. When he got into the portal, Pete Golding gets the job at Ole Miss. It was all, you know, right there, layup on a platter, bells and whistles that he was going to just follow Pete Golding, committed on his visit. And then there was a snag that was caught. But this person is saying that they do not expect him to stick at Alabama. So watch him turn around and stick at Alabama now. But anyway, as I tell people, won't be the last time I'm wrong.
I don't know what's going on with Keanu Williams. I thought he'd be in by now.
Yeah, I was told the same thing over the weekend. Be a transcript issue for, you know, for all we know. But
that's just a trigger for you, man.
The only credit that I needed to transfer was English 102 from Southwest Tennessee Community College. I did that one summer, which, man, what a joke of a class. You want to know what one of our final exam assignment was?
Yes.
We watched The Butterfly Effect. And then the final exam was to tell was to write a paper of how it made you feel. That was it.
You know, I love David Kellen to death, the voice of the Rebels. One of the best guys you'll ever meet. I took a class under him at Ole Miss that he will fully admit the easiest class I've ever taken. And it was kind of like that. I don't even think I went to but like three of the classes. And it was stuff as dumb as that. Like, if DK were listening right now, he'd go, oh, that's kind of like my final exam back in 2000 and whatever. The butterfly effect. Like, the funniest part is this person, your teacher, like, tell me your potential without telling me. You pick the friggin' butterfly effect.
It would have been better or like more on brand if it was Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko.
Another great final exam.
Boondock Saints.
Yeah, Boondock Saints, which, I, to be fair, is a good movie, but it's like the one that's just beat into the ground. I mean, that's like, that's when you go to the Union. After orientation, you buy the Boondock Saints poster to put on your wall in your dorm room.
We got to finish this. So the last guy I was going to talk about, Dylan Johnson, Mississippi State transfer running back. Ole Miss was pretty doggone confident, meaning they knew middle of the week last week. They don't really know right now, but I heard over the weekend it was Ole Miss, South Carolina, or return to Mississippi State. And I was told pretty much just he's not going to South Carolina. And there was no momentum after the initial surge about Ole Miss. So I just assumed Ole Miss had kind of trailed off and he was just returning to Mississippi State. A lot like what Tulu Griffin did when he got into the portal, the wide receiver from Mississippi State. I had sources telling me immediately, he's coming to Ole Miss, lock it in, put in a prediction, to whatever. And he ended up staying at Mississippi State. So I kind of thought Dylan Johnson was going to be the same kind of deal. It hadn't happened yet. And now today, Steve Robertson at Gene's page is reporting that he does not expect Dylan Johnson to come back to Mississippi State.
I mean, I guess the other school that's been in connection is South Carolina. Maybe he goes there. They lost Marshawn Lloyd to the portal, so there's a potential opening there. You know, the running back room is pretty set at RB1 with Quinshon Judkins, but maybe they want to bring him in as a nice compliment to take some of the wear off of the tires for Judkins, as he was used quite a bit, probably more than they would have liked last year because Zach Evans was so banged up. So maybe they go that route and try to pitch, you know, hey, come be the lightning to Judkins' thunder or vice versa, or maybe just they're both thunder. I don't know. But that all kind of transpired while I was off the clock, so to speak. So I haven't talked to anyone about it. One last thing on that. I believe I haven't checked it, but I know someone that actually works in higher education. So full circle here on the pod. And I need to check it, but I do believe per this person that works in, you know, an upper director level position, Washington has some weird, the way they described it to me was they have like weird terms and their system can extend out to, I believe, March because of how their scheduling is with adding, dropping classes, getting enrolled, yada, yada. So he could be just taking his time, maybe, to see who else might want him. Or maybe he knows where he wants to go and he's going to go to Ole Miss. So that's another caveat here is that he is still technically committed to Washington. So if he wants to enroll there, he does have some time. It's not like with Texas A&M where their deadline was yesterday at 5 p.m. Yesterday is in Monday. So some schools, I think Ole Miss actually benefits from having their unique scheduling and how they go about having a deadline for adding, dropping, getting enrolled, all that. So things are moving quickly, Ben.
Hopefully the stupid bullshit with Pope moves quickly and my guy is let free. Pay that man his money. Oh, there's another one, Rounders. That's another one you got to post on for your wall. Rounders, pay that man his money.
It's a good movie.
Be the man is money.
I will have more NCAA portal recruiting stuff. We got a lot on the site. I got a new RPM pick in for a 2024 prospect. You can go check that out. I already mentioned the Suntarian Perkins anthology of his journey to five-star plus status. We'll have more from commitments. Got a couple Pete Golding stories up. Ben, myself, Jake, Chuck, the whole crew. We got a lot going on. Stay locked in there. You can follow Ben. I'm gonna do what Ben does. At Spirit Ben on Twitter. So give him a follow. Check out Ohm Spirit. If you're not a subscriber, come join the resistance. This is what we do. We'll have more recruiting, more portal stuff. I assume that things are gonna continue to pop off, and Ole Miss turning their attention to the 24 class. A lot of big offers going out. Pete Golding and the rest of that defensive staff are busy, busy. So for Ben over there, I'm Zach. This has been Talk of Champions, Law and Order / recruiting. Till next time, we out.
# free po.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts. So you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.